Okay, good evening, everyone. We have been discussing the halachas of shvus to shvus, that is, different situations where it is okay to ask a non-Jew to do a derabanan, to ask a non-Jew to do something for you, which even if you did it yourself, would only be an issur derabanan, would not be an issur Torah. So there are certain situations where it's permissible to ask a non-Jew. We spoke about Hefzer Gadol, we spoke about mitzvah. Now there's another category which involves situations of health concern or pain or illness, etc. But it's much broader than just shvus to shvus. Let's try to talk about this a little. The halacha, there are different categories of a person who has some medical situation. We know there's a wide range of situations, some being very minor, and others going all the way up to chas v'shalom, something being life threatening. So, if a person is suffering for what's classified as a mechush ba'alma, mechush ba'alma means a very incidental, small incidental, medical issue. For example, let's say a person has a cold. Not the flu, and not a terrible sore throat. He has a cold, so a cold is typically be classified as a mechush ba'alma. It's not something that has a very major impact on him. It's an inconvenience and whatever else. But if it's a mechush ba'alma, you would not be allowed to ask a non-Jew to do anything for you on Shabbos, which you couldn't do yourself, even if it's only derabanan. You would not be allowed to ask him to violate to do any isser Shabbos for you. The step up from that is what's called miksas choli. Miksas choli means where the person, it's more than just a mechush. It's more than just a small, discomfort. It's something more serious, but still not actually a chola, because the gather of a chola, when I say chola, now I'm talking about a chola she'ein bo sakana. If a person is a chola she'ein bo sakana, That is defined as either he has some sort of medical condition or illness which affects his whole body, meaning it's not localized. It's a pain or a condition that affects his entire body, meaning his entire way of getting about, walking, getting up, sitting down, and going about is affected by it, which, for example, could include a bad headache. A bad headache, even though it's only the head that hurts, but it's not really. If it's a bad headache, then the whole body, because the person really can't function properly, especially a migraine headache. A migraine headache, for sure, would be considered a chol she'ein bo sakana. There's nothing sakana about it. His life's not in danger. Okay, but that's called a chol she'ein bo sakana. And another description of chol she'ein bo sakana, another definition is if a person is nafal mishkav, even if it's not, doesn't affect his whole body, but it forces him to lie down. Or sometimes he can't. He just can't afford to. He's not in a place where he can. But he would if he was able to lie down. He definitely would. He's because of how sick he feels, not because he's tired. But he has a certain illness, and he definitely would want to lie down if he could. Let's say a person has the flu. That's for sure a chol she'ein bo sakana. Now he may be forced to be somewhere because it worked out that he had to go somewhere. He had to do something on Shabbos. Whatever it may be, but he really would give anything to be lying in bed now. So if a person is a chol she'ein bo sakana, then the halacha is he's allowed to ask a non-Jew to do anything for him, even something that's asur midoraisa, even something that for the Jew himself would be asur min ha-Torah. He's allowed to ask the non-Jew to do it for him, such as let's say to drive him to the hospital to the doctor. If a person's sick enough that he must see a doctor, so he'd be allowed to ask a non-Jew to drive him to the doctor, or a non-Jew to write out. Nowadays, the prescriptions usually aren't written out, but let's say that your neighbor's a doctor, a non-Jewish doctor, and it would involve writing a prescription or carrying something, even in a Rosh Hashanah, carrying something in a place where it's usur min ha-Torah to carry, or anything, even or having the guy, having the non-Jew drive for you to the pharmacy. He can't walk to the pharmacy. It's too far away. But he could drive to the pharmacy. You could ask him, I'm saying, even if he has to drive. You could ask him to drive to the pharmacy or to drive to wherever it is to pick up something for you that will help alleviate your condition. That's a chola. Now, the level before that is called miksas choli. It's where it's not that serious. It's more than the bottom level. The bottom level, I said, mechash ba'alma, is just a discomfort, something which is a nuisance, a medical nuisance, a cold. And that's mechash ba'alma. There we said you can't ask a guy to do anything for you, even as a rabbanan. But then the other extreme, before getting to sakana, the other extreme is chola she'ein bo sakana, is mamash chola, though you can ask him to do anything for you, even at the raisa. The level in between where you can only ask him, you could ask him to do a shvus at the rabbanan, is where it's a mixas choli. So a mixas choli, for example, let's say a person has a serious pain, but it doesn't affect, it's localized. He hurt his arm, he banged his arm, and it's really painful. Nothing's broken, no, clearly nothing's broken, but he has a pain or something of that sort, which is localized, doesn't affect his whole body. And you know, he gets about with it. It's just his arm really hurts, or his finger got caught in the door or something, really hurts. And it'd be very helpful if he could get something, you know, a splint or whatever it is that would help it. So he can't ask a guy to do a deraisa for that, because it's not called a chola. He's not called a chola, even a chola she'ima sakan, he's not called. But it's a mixas choli. It's a mixas choli. It's a partial choli. And for a partial choli, that's where you could ask the guy to do something which would only be, which even if you did it, would only be derabanan. While we're on this topic, let's just ruin out a little bit. If a person is experiencing a choli, a real choli, even a choli she'ein bo sakana, but let's say a person is bedridden or he has something that affects his whole body. So, as I said, you're allowed to ask a guy to do anything. But even if you have to, you're allowed to do a derabanan on your own. You can't do an issa d'oraisa to help yourself. You couldn't drive to the doctor, to the hospital, if it's just a case of a flu, something which is clearly not life-threatening, but it's it's incapacitating. It makes the person bedridden or his whole body aches. He couldn't drive himself to the doctor, and he couldn't ask another Jew to drive him to the doctor. He couldn't call Hatzalah that they should drive him to the hospital or to a doctor, or even that they should drive to his house and help him with something. If it's talking where it's not sakana, we're talking about a case where there's no questions. A chol she'ein bo sakana, clearly not sakana, but he feels really, really shvach, and he would really like some sort of medication or whatever it is. You can't ask, you can't do it yourself if it's a deraisa. An issa deraisa, you can't, just like you can't drive to the hospital yourself or you drive to the pharmacy yourself to get a medication for that situation. So similarly, you couldn't ask another Jew, even if he works for Hatzalah. It doesn't make a difference that he works for Hatzalah. Hatzalah on Shabbos is there for chol she'yesh bo sakana or suffix sakana. Yeah, Hatzalah is there on Shabbos. They're there for situations where it may be sakana. You don't know. And you have a serious question. It may be sakana. So then, okay, suffix sakana. You're allowed to call Hatzalah. But if it's clearly not sakana, it's just the person would really like to, you know, get some sort of medication from the pharmacy, you know, flu medication or whatever it may be, you can't call Hatzalah for that. Now, you could call a non-Jewish doctor or non-Jewish ambulance or car service. Now, because calling, the phone call itself is only a Darabanan, and if a non-Jew drives you to the hospital, to the doctor, or to the pharmacy, that's what you did is only Darabanan. You're asking the non-Jew to do a Daraisa, but that's okay, because we're talking about here a chola she'ein bo sakana, but a chola. Ainbo sakana, no, nothing life threatening, but chola. So you're allowed to, if necessary. Now, when you do it, you should try to use a shinui, you know, a dial with your knuckle, dial, whatever, you can push the buttons on your phone or on your touch, you know, whatever it is, your touchpad. Use your knuckle or something like that. Something unusual, not just your left hand, because that's not unusual enough when it comes to placing a phone call, but use your knuckle. So that you could do, because that's all derabanan, and you could have a non-Jew either drive to the hospital, drive to the pharmacy and get you something, or drive you to the doctor, etc. And then after you're at, you know, the doctor sees you and diagnoses you, and the doctor doesn't have a place for you to stay, you know, a comfortable place. So you could have the janju drive you home as well, so that you could be in the comfort of your home and your bed, and you could have, you know, whatever it is you need. But you can't ask a Jew to do a deraisa. When could you ask a Jew? Such as calling Hatzalah or even asking your neighbor to drive you to the hospital. If chas v'shalom, it's sakana or safik sakana. Safik sakana, either there's a serious person having chest pains and he doesn't know, you know, it may be sakana, chest pains. That could be extremely serious. Is it possible that it's only acid reflux? You know, he's heard about that. He's never experienced it before. It's possible, but he doesn't know. This is a safik sakana. So then he could, you know, be driven to the hospital even by a Jew. Well, let's say a person gets a cut on Shabbos. More commonly with children, a child falls and cuts their, you know, gets a gash in their head or somewhere else. So, the halacha is that it's best if you can consult. Usually, we're not talking about a cut that, you know, like a metal item, you know, chalila, a knife, stab the person. That's more serious, especially if it's not a clean knife. The person fell, the child fell, and he bumped his head on the corner of the table or on the floor. So there, if the cut seems to be serious enough, sometimes the cut is not. It's just a minor cut or a minor bruise. It's best to try to ask. You know, most people have a doctor or maybe a cell member nearby that you can go walk over and ask him, is this serious? Does this need to be taken care of on Shabbos or does it not? And if he says it does, but I'd say probably 9.5 out of 10 cases, they'll say, yeah, it should be. I don't think you should wait till after Shabbos. I think you should go now. But that doesn't mean, so now have a Jew drive you or drive yourself. If he's saying, yeah, I don't think you should wait, that means obviously it's a, you know, not sakana, it's serious. It should be taken care of. Don't wait, but it's not rushed. You don't have to get there, you know, in the next 5 minutes. If you get there within the hour, it's also okay. More. So there you have a non-Jew drive you to the hospital. Somebody sent in a question, what about a woman who's expecting and she has a concern about the baby? Okay, so the halacha is, yes, definitely, if she has a serious concern, let's say she's far along and the baby, and all of a sudden, you know, a significant time has passed by and she doesn't feel any movement of the baby, or other situations where she has a concern about the well-being of the baby, that's the same as her own well-being. And of course, the baby's life is more sensitive and delicate. So yes, you'd be allowed to do a deraisa or have a tzala drive you to the hospital if you have a serious concern about the viability of the pregnancy, if you feel something needs to be done to, if a woman starts staining, especially if she's in early stages of pregnancy, but even later on, she starts staining. So, you know, that doesn't mean you got to get to the hospital in the next 5 minutes. You want to be in touch with your obstetrician and you want to check it out and find out what it is. But usually, this is not medical advice. I will put that disclaimer here. But especially about this area, usually it's not something that requires immediate attention. Sometimes you call the obstetrician and say, you know what, if it doesn't stop by tomorrow, maybe make an appointment. You know, they're usually not concerned. I'm not talking about that, you know, that's heavy pleading. We're talking about staining. But if there's real serious concern about the viability of the pregnancy, then she can go even with Chil Shabbos Mamish to go to the hospital, even have a teletaker. One more question was asked about, is the knuckle better than voice activation? I think it is, because voice activation, I believe, is normal now. It's actually normal to, you know, to talk to your, whatever, your device and have it contact your doctor for you or whatever. That's the derech. They build it that way that your voice could do it. So whereas, sure, your knuckle could do it also, but that's unusual. When you want to use your finger, you use the point of your finger, the tip of your finger. To use your knuckle is like kilachriyad. Kilachriyad is the prime example of a shino. Kilachriyad, using the back of your hand. So the knuckle on the back of your hand. So I believe that using your knuckle would come before using voice activation. Okay, a couple more things of this. Maybe we'll continue a little bit on this subtopic of our topic tomorrow, Bez Hashem, and move on. Have a good night. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.